Y'all still? Okay.
A CD right now on Florida Swamp, particularly Swamp Music, and Clyde Butchers is painstakingly producing and all that other stuff, so that's pretty fun.
Testing.
That'll be out the very end of August, and we'll be having a CD release party at Clyde Butchers' annual Swamp Walk, which is out at Clyde Butchers' place off of 41 down there in between Miami and Everglades City. It's a real fun swamp walk. Oh, Choppy. Yeah, everybody know where Oh Choppy is? It's a real fun event, and you can get out there and really get wet. And if you're interested in signing up for a swamp walk, just go to ClydeButcher.com and make reservations for these swamp walks. And it's really fun. And yeah, don't change your mind. What? Oh, yeah, it'll change your life. Yeah, people go in there scared to death, and they come out all proud that they didn't get eaten by alligators. So... How's that guitar? Y'all right for that? Not too loud? Okay. Yeah, perfect. How's Sonny doing there?
How's my cello?
How's he look? Does he look good? How's his hair? He's all right?
Are my seams showing?
This is newlywed Sonny Edwards exactly an hour and a half ago. He was betrothed to the lovely Bridget. Betrothed, I'm not sure. But enough about Sonny Edwards. Let's talk about Florida. my family roots are here, and we spent a lot of time growing up in the Florida Keys. And my father used to be a race car driver, so that made for an interesting, very interesting. Crane cams, that's my dad. Yeah, made for a very interesting lifestyle. Double-A fueler, national champion, all that stuff. And, you know, they just throw me in the back of a van at 3 in the morning, and, you know, 24 hours later, we'd be at a racetrack somewhere in New Jersey, and they'd be saying, yeah, over there in the bushes, Valerie. I'll go over there in the bushes. And
some things never change.
Some things never change. That's right. Some things never change. So there you have it. Dad has gone through several incarnations, and, of course, we've gone along with him on that. He was, for a long time, he made conk lamps, and that's sort of what this song is about. Now he's the official leg lamp guy. Anybody know what a leg lamp is from the Christmas Story? Okay, my father, if you get the anniversary DVD of A Christmas Story, you will see them interviewing my father and calling my father the wacko, redneck, whatever he is, saying, do you know you're an American folk hero? Okay, so what has my life been for, right?
The apple just doesn't fall far from the tree, folks.
Dad gets to be the American folk hero. All right. Anyway, this is a song about living and loving in the Florida Keys and growing up there, spending some time there. And I don't know. Basically, if you're looking for a good man in the Florida Keys, there are two really big requirements. I don't know if anybody's looking in that market, but if you ever get down there and you're looking for a good man, two things they got to have, okay? Shoes and a driver's license, okay? You find him, you keep him. This is called Shell Shack. I work at the Shell Shack. Shell Shack, and I got a little place out back. It's across from Ziggy's restaurant. And what more could a girl want? I got the ocean on the left, I got the bay to the right. I play all blues on my sea harp around midnight. I'm living on fresh fish and key limes. I'm wearing my tiki bar hat. Eat off a boat hatch table. I got me a six-toed cat, a Hemingway cat. I work at the Shell Shack. I got a little place out back. I like that. Maybe I could interest you in a queen called Nightlight. Maybe like a stone crab keychain claw. I got every kind of shell imaginable. Hey, you don't have to buy nothing at all. Cause I got a million sand dollars. And I give them away for free. If you're down in Matacombe, y'all come on up and see me. I got the ocean on the left, I got the bay to the right. I play a blues on my sea harp around midnight. That's when I like to see my row boy. He's a yo-ho-ho boy. Hey, he got a little houseboat. Raise that Jolly Roger. Wonder how it stays afloat. Bet your bottom dollar. I work at the Shell Shack. I got a place out back. La, 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 daddy. Yeah. Maybe I can interest you in a abalone ashtray. Feel like a stone crab keychain call. I got every kind of shell from here to Sanibel. Then I even got a lion's paw. Quite a collectible. Ah, ooh. Yeah. Get it. Shells at the seashore. Yeah, I work at the Shell Shack, and I got a little biz out there. It's across from Ziggy's restaurant. May he rest in peace. One more could a girl want than living in the Keys. Yeah, I work at the Shell Shack. Got a place out back. I like that. Yeah. Yeah. I work at the Shell Shack. I got a Labrador named Zach. Yeah. You know I like that. Come on down to Shell Shack, Mimi. Bring your snorkel, bring your mask, bring your diving gear, because boy, you know we're gonna go down on the reef. Yeah, I think you know what I'm talking about, right, Anna? How long did you hold your breath anyway, little boy? Is that love? It's just my ears popping. Ow! The Shell Shack. A fast Florida folk song. Well, let's do a song that my friend Amy Cox over here calls, and Regina Cox calls, the American Pie of Florida folk music. Song by Chuck Lusky, Everglades City. It's a great place. You need to go there. A lot of fun. It's old Florida. I was running from a hurricane and ended up at the captain's table, and they tried to overcharge me, and I was all mad, so I figured I was going to bust the place open and tell everybody all the little stories about Everglades City. And my friend Cindy there knows a lot about Everglades City because she used to be a reporter there. But I met her after I played this song, as a matter of fact, after I wrote it. Anyway, in this song, you need to know that there is, of course, a mythical police, a mythical, there's always a mythical police, sorry, that's just without saying, actually. There's an Indian chief who may or may not exist, who may or may not have killed a panther in the Florida Keys, who may or may not lost a part of a finger to an alligator. That's how you get the whole thing. Here we go. I'll take you down to Chuckalusky. Bill had a dog who could go to the store with some money wrapped around his collar, and he'd come home carrying beer. Bill liked living here. He liked living back in Chuckalusky, for the whole town got busted, and they wound up all plastered on the cover of Life magazine. And federal boys play real mean. Now them rusty redneck prisoners to be free again, with a few friends and family going back home to their land. There's mason jars full of money hidden in an old mangrove stand. 10,000 islands. They got a fish and conservation program there called Fillet and Release. Some about some sort of super duper religious grouper that makes a real good dish. Be glad you're not a Chuckalusky fish. City says they pray in church for the fish. Everglades green runs north of Okeechobee, winds way out west to Clewiston, south to Monocle, past Everglades City, southwest coast of Florida. We're hold up right tight tonight here, safe from the hurricane squall. We're hold up right tight tonight. Of the law. Ba da da da. redneck prisoners due to be free again, with a few friends and family going back home to their land. There's mason jars full of money hidden in an old mangrove stand. 10,000 islands. And all little kids know what you keeping in your freezer, known since they was little bitty towheads. All barefoot and skinned and sunburned, lobster red. Still them kids was pretty well fed. Here we go. Played at the small wood store, cracked stone crabs on the floor. East on Tamiami Trail, could fall but for a time. Hold on. East on Tamiami Trail, photographer Clyde Butcher. And if a picture paints a thousand words, man, he'll tell you no lies. This is paradise, this is paradise. This is for our friend Marie Dawsinger. She's going to be here later. There's a crowd of bad boys come in there. There was fighting, there was guns, there was knives. Everybody's going crazy. And all of a sudden, Marie just started singing Desperado. They all calm down. Here's how it went. Sweet Marie plays at the Oyster House Bar. It's another wild and crazy night. Marie's got a face that could launch 1,000 bar fights. Sweet Marie knows things be all right. Yeah, bar fights, not bar flies, bar fights. And Chief James is always landing his plane somewhere mostly illegally. Folks around here don't give a damn. They respect sovereignty. Here, kitty, kitty. 1, 2, 2.5, 3. He's a living legacy. Now them burned out old Indians gonna rise up again, chanting Miccosukee bingo, Seminole gambling. Remembering he who laughs last is the one who laughs best in the end. They're really smoking. I didn't mean to make that look like an obscene gesture. That was simply part of a finger missing, okay? Bill had a dog. Chuckalusky by the sea, where the mangroves tippy-toe down to the sea. Chuckalusky by the sea, by the beautiful sea, by the beautiful sea. Yeah, Chuckalusky by the sea. Singing a lot of Chuckalusky songs today. Thank you so much. You gotta get the banjo. This is a claw hammer banjo. No, leave it. Yeah, it's okay though. You'll just make a little feedback. Okay, we're set. Let's hear if we got some of this here bad banjo. Oh, that's way too loud. I mean, it's always too loud for banjo, right? It's kind of like an oxymoron. Too loud for the banjo. You never hear a banjo player tell you to turn it down either, but I'm going to tell you that. You got to respect me for that, right?
You turned me down.
Many times. Okay. So I was getting ready to play at JT's down in Everglades City, and I've been working on this song. Cindy, come sing this song with me. Come on. My friend Cindy Hackney. She's a great swamp girl. You don't have to run. That's all right. I'll change the words. I can't help it. I never played the same way once or twice. Okay. Well, I don't need no big screen TV. And I don't want expensive juice. Trailer out in Chuckalusky. Want a white dress trailer? Don't have to be double wide. There's so much as double with my sweetheart at my side. Be as happy as clams can be in a Chuckalusky trailer by the sea, by the sea. In a Chuckalusky trailer out in Chuckalusky. Well, I don't need no fame. Car. And I don't want to be no movie star. Just wanna frail my banjo and strum my guitar in a funky little Chuckalusky bar. Want a white dress trailer, don't have to be a double wide. Cause all my joy's double with my sweetheart at my side. We as happy as clams can be in a Chuckalusky trailer by the sea, by the sea. In a Chuckalusky trailer down in Chuckalusky Sea. It's a hidey-ho, and away we go, with a salt sea pounding in our ears. It's a la-dee-da, pastel crabs, let's have us another round of beers. Cause there's no place I'd rather be than here, in a Chuckalusky trailer with you, my dear. In a Chuckalusky trailer with you, my dear. Well, I don't need no chopper ride with VIPs. Just wanna live my life out, feeling the natural breeze, where nobody gives a hootie hoot about me. Want a little trailer out in Chuckalusky. Want a white dress trailer. Don't you love Chuckalusky? Chuckalusky, a sweet little drinking village with a fishing problem. Yeah. Cheers, cheers. Thank you, Cindy, Cindy. Well, this is a song you play, you come back into Florida. Maybe you're playing, maybe you missed the exit to White Springs and you ended up in Georgia. That helps, yeah. This is a song about coming back home to Florida, the one you love. You know, you're holing in some cheap hotel somewhere, and you just finished your gig, and you've just hardly made gas money, and you just decide, you know what, you're going for it. You don't really want to be there. You're going back home to the one you love, and that's what this song's about. Thoughts of you run through my head. I'm restless in this hotel bed. Thoughts can't soften up this rock hard pillow. Full moon won't let me sleep. Ain't no sense counting sheep when all I'm counting on is seeing you. No, I can't wait till the morning. I can't take another lonely night from you. I'm coming back, it'll be real soon. Singing hello, love, goodnight, southern moon. Where'd the banjo go? I'm coming back, singing that same old tune. Hello, love, goodnight, southern moon. Went behind the moon, so I slipped out into the night. Man, your high beams sure are bright. 50 miles an hour is best that I can do. I got black coffee in one hand, I be choking down Vivarand. Radio's what really gets me through. I'm like an old mule and wagon, dragging back home to you. Ooh, yeah, I'm coming back, it'll be real soon. Singing hello, love, goodnight, southern moon. Good night, moon. You and me, we've been this road before. Good night, moon. When every minute seems like a lonely hour. Let's take it on the road now. crossing the state line. I'm going back to good old time where the sun shines and sky's always blue. Well, I got me a way to go, but I get there is all I know. That's when the front porch coming into view. And I can almost touch you now. I can damn near hear you moaning sweet and low. I'm coming back, it'll be real soon, singing hello, love, goodnight, southern moon. I'm coming home, singing the same old tune, hello, love, goodnight, southern moon. I'll be there to greet the morning star, singing the same old song, singing hello, love. I thank my lucky stars above for ya. Hello, lover, goodnight, southern moon. Goodnight, southern moon. That's coming home to Florida. You better do. Speaking of coming home to Florida, let's talk about this bad boy. Well, we all know about the dirty little rat that ate Orlando. Anybody here from Orlando?
Say cheese.
Say cheese. Very good. You're not getting older, sonny. You're getting better. Or is that just funnier? Which that could mean a lot. Okay.
What?
Orlando is now number one in the state of in the country in pedestrian deaths. They figured that out. I couldn't see the ears. Splat.
There's no stopping us now.
That's right. We'll moan down the street. This song is written to hope to get you to go out and get a state park pass. And take these kids and grandkids out to see the real Florida. You can take them to Disney World once in a while. I know it's a lot of fun. But yeah, let them know the real deal. Because, you know, too much Disney World and nothing's going to be right for them the rest of their lives. Nothing's going to get them right. My little nephew, man. He was all about this Disney World thing. And he ended up going to the breakfast with Goofy and all the characters. And Goofy came up and gave him a big hug and scared him so much the little kid stuttered for 2 years. That is a true story. Now he's got new problems. But anyway. Get on board. Here we go. The tourists jetting to Orlando for their great big family vacation. Some folks live there year-round, but they got reservations of their own. Kind of hard to call a mousetrap home, especially since that rat did at Orlando. Dirty little rat that at Orlando. Now Florida's got a lot of swampland, and in the 60s swampland was hard to sell. Disney made them boys an anonymous offer. They were happier than hell, they moved away. Rest of folk had to stay and give it to that rat that at Orlando. Dirty little rat that at Orlando. Here's your part, here we go. M-I-C, cereal soup. K-E-Y, why? Because we like your money. M-O-U-S-E. And you know, swampland was pretty easy to buy back in those days. But there were still some good pine, good scrubs, little orange groves, people with big plans. How was Disney going to get that land? Yeah. My aunt and uncle, they never had nothing but a 5-mile rent-stop car and a little piece south of Orlando for when they retired, got old and gray. Orange County annexed it away, hey, hey. Gave it to that rat that had Orlando. Dirty little rat that had Orlando. M-I-C, cereal soup. K-E-Y, why? Because we like your money. It was a shame that Disney took that land away from my aunt and uncle because they ended up at our family house in Isla Mirada in the Florida Keys. Probably got an uncle like my Uncle Bob. Yeah. He came 3 weeks. He stayed 3 years. Uncle Bob drank all the beer.
Go, Bob.
bars. My aunt and uncle had never had nothing but a Fireball Red Stock car and a little piece south of Orlando. For when they retired, got old and gray, Orange County annexed it away. Hey, hey, gave it to that rapid at Orlando. Made a sewer plant for that rapid at Orlando. M-I-C cereal soon. K-E-Y, why? Because we like your money. M-O-U-S-E. Now someday they're gonna build a bullet train from Miami to where you are. Well, at least I won't have to drive my relatives up in my car. I'm sick of tourist spots. Never really liked my life, especially since that rapid got Orlando. Dirty little rapid at Orlando. Here we go, last time now. M-I-C, cereal soon. K-E-Y, why? Because we like your money. Mommy's money and daddy's money too. M-I-C, cereal soon, kids. Why don't forget to bring your grandmother's silver dollar collection, your little sister's college tuition fund, M-O-U-S-E. You dirty little rat cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. Thank you. Thank you so much. Buy a state park pass. That's right. That's what I did. All right. One more. I'm going to do a guitar song, and we're going to move on.
Tell a joke.
Sonny, tell a joke. Hey, Sonny just got married today.
Hey, Sonny, funny thing happened on the way to the gig this morning. I got married.
This is a song called...
Might have been the shortest.
Might have been the shortest marriage on record. This song is dedicated to all the beautiful women. Many of the beautiful men. Florida.
Oh, listen.
Oh, stop it. Get over it. I think we need a little guitar on here, yeah?
Are my seams showing?
The poor sound guy is just heading for the can. And, yeah, well, whatever, anyway. So, this song is dedicated to, like the kind of women who can change your own tires, who can bait their own hooks, who can drive their own swamp buggy. Yeah, yeah.
Have their own swamp buggy.
That's right. And most of all, who can change their own guitar strings. This song called Plain Pretty Plain. Like honey to the bees, but all them pretty women ain't got nothing on me, cause I'm a plain, pretty plain, yeah. Well, I'm plain little Jane, come on, see about me. I don't need no fake fingernails, don't need no done-up hair, don't need no Chanel number 5 or Frederick's underwear. I'm a plain, pretty plain, yeah. Well, I'm plain little Jane, come on, see about me. Now boy, why you want some sweet thing that's just a heavy load, when you can have a mama that really knows the road? I'm a plain but a plain, yeah. Well, I'm plain little Jane, come get a load of me. Cause good loving's what it takes, you put it to the test. The price spread ain't always the best. I'm a plain, pretty plain. For me, yeah, let's ride it now. Well, I'm a plain, pretty plain. Well, I'm a plain, pretty plain. I'm a plain as I can be. Well, I'm plain little Jane. Come on, see about me. Now we never have to worry about all that getting old. If we got that something special that never grows cold, I'm a plain, pretty plain. Yeah. Well, I'm plain little Jane, you can't get old with me. Well, I'm plain, pretty plain, come on and see about. Everybody's crazy about. I got some personality. I had to use that line, right? Plain, pretty plain, that's me, yeah. My name is Valerie, Valerie C. Wisecracker. It's been a pleasure performing here at the Florida Folk Festival. Love you guys, thank you so much. Let's hear it for Sonny Edwards. Give it up, because he's going to need all the help he can get. Yeah, plain, pretty plain. Thank you so, so much. Thank you very much.